You're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in Toronto. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative. A music festival for adventurous listeners is set to return to the Annex next weekend. Woman from Space promises an eclectic cast of gender-diverse performers from the improvisational and experimental music scene. The festival's artistic director, Bea Labakova, says she's seen a revival of avant-garde experimental sound lately.
I feel like the scene is right now in a very good place. People are coming out and there's a bit of a resurgence happening. A lot of DIY shows in unconventional spaces, a lot of performance art, noise. We're one part of a very vibrant cultural scene. I can say that it's one of very few kind of experimental, improvisational, larger festivals in Toronto.
Bea says there's been a lot of interest. 500 groups or individuals submitted an application to be part of the festival this year. Out of the pool, Bea chose 9 sets.
There's so many moving aspects. It's like a one giant big puzzle. I really feel like there's so much that Toronto has to offer in this field.
The first night, March 7th, is a triple bill featuring local acts. Festival organizers secured Allison Cameron this year. She's a veteran improviser and composer who uses electronics, field recordings, and surround sound in her work. Cameron's written experimental scores for ensembles in Montreal, Halifax, and Toronto. The festival's only returning band, Plastic Babies, will follow, a long-standing trio with beloved improvisers Laura Swanky, Chris Duncan, and Patrick O'Reilly. And finally, Woman from Space's large in-house ensemble, Big Bang, made up of 18 Toronto musicians. Festival organizers commissioned 6 Canadian composers and arrangers to reimagine songs by musical legend Nina Simone for this act.
I think the cool thing about experimental, improvisational, and avant-garde music is that it could be anything and everything. The humanness that comes out of witnessing someone making a real-time decisions on stage and witnessing their artistic process is really human. And I think we're just hungry for that kind of art.
Bea started the festival 7 years ago with her co-partner at the time, Kayla Milne. They were saxophone players working the scene.
And yeah, the first show was at Venona Bar, this small basement venue, 20, 30 people. And now we're at 19 bathrooms, which is, I think maybe capacity of 150. So it's nice growth line.
Woman from Space is out of 918 Bathurst Center, home to the local experimental music institution, the Music Gallery. It's been a hub for collaboration, creative exploration, and musical performance. The festival runs from March 7th to the 9th, spanning the weekend closest to International Women's Day.
I feel like we want to bring the community together to celebrate women's innovation. And by women, we do mean women plus. I think it's really important to say that we include gender diverse artists, well, gender queer, gender fluid, gender non-conforming artists. There's many ways to be, and we want to celebrate that. It's very special in this time to not be a commercial festival, but create something ourselves that is really meaningful and bring people a lot of joy and really great music.
Women from Space runs for 3 nights total, featuring other cutting-edge performers, more Toronto musicians, in the scene and beyond. The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.